Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
From whom all blessings flow. And glory be to the Most High God for all the awesome, positive, amazing blessings that we have received from our Almighty God this week. We would like to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an amazing blessing for you today. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio program, Come Together for a Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Amen? I have a question for you today. Have you ever thought about the fact that the victories you saw in your past were not just your own doing? When you made it through a difficult time, when you received an unexpected breakthrough, when things turned around for no reason, it was because God favored you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be where you are if the gracious hand of God was not on your life. It doesn't matter if you don't have as much education as someone else has. It doesn't even matter how influential your family is. It doesn't matter what your background is. God's favor can take you where you could not go on your own. You agree? When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He places something undeniable on the inside of you. Something that cannot be measured, cannot be put on paper, and cannot be explained. It is His Holy Spirit and His favor shining down on you. Other people may not be able to figure it out. All they know is that you have got something that is the gracious hand of God. So today, let this truth sink down deeply into your heart. Don't be discouraged by what you can see, but be encouraged by what you can't see. Put your shoulders back and go out with faith and confidence, knowing upon you. Amen. Now, before you grab your Bible and your pen and a notepad, why don't you do something very special? Bless the ones that mean the very most to you by calling them and letting them know that Come Together for Change is on the air in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. We surely don't want them to miss this anointing word of God today. And if perhaps you are just tuning into our radio broadcast a little late, or maybe you have missed some of our previous messages, you may simply log into our website, www.meninsearchofchange. Click on the topic entitled Come Together for Change, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Amen. Our inspiration for today was written by our own host of Come Together for Change. And, of course, we know who that is. Our host is Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith. And this is what he wrote for our inspiration. Our most significant opportunities will be found in times of great difficulty. A mistake is always forgivable, rarely excusable, and always unacceptable. Love does not want people to stay ignorant and frightened. Love doesn't value obedience. Love doesn't judge and find some lives or loves more than value others. Love doesn't use people and throw them away. Love stays and makes you stronger, even when the people you love is gone. You are always free to change your mind and choose a different future or a different path. You have been given the innate power to shape your life, but you cannot just speak change. You have to live change. Intent paired with action builds the bridge to success. Again, intent paired with action builds the bridge to success. You cannot just want it. You have to do it, live it, be it. Success isn't something you have. It is something that you do. Amen. Also, at this time, we have a poem that was written by my sister, which is Mary Bernard. And Mary Bernard is from Atlanta, Georgia. Mary Bernard, go ahead, please, with your poem.
Okay. God, the topic is, God is my everything. God is my everything. He have everything that you need. With him, you can always succeed. He is the lover of my heart and soul. You can go to a place where you will never grow old. He said he will always be there because he loves you and he cares. So stay with him through the good and the bad times, because I claim Jesus is mine. We have so much to be thankful for because he has brought us to the core. So move forward. Don't give up. And stay with Jesus, and you have good luck.
Amen, amen. Beautiful. That's a beautiful poem, which she wrote from her heart. So Sister Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, keep doing what God is inspiring you to do. You truly have a gift, and we appreciate your poem. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to read our topic for today is a sound mind. And a sound mind, the scripture will be coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the seventh verse. We have a very special guest for you today, and our host will introduce him in just a second. Now, again, the scripture is 2 Timothy 1 and 7, and it reads as follows: For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So get your Bible, your paper, and your pen, and get ready for this amazing, anointed word of God today. At this time, it is time for our host of our program, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, to announce and present our special guest speaker for today.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful pleasure for me to be here on the program another evening. And we thank God for all he's been doing. And I want you to know that Come Together for Change, we come together so that we can bring change in the lives of our listeners. And we want you to know that the Word of God is very important, and that you are the ones who benefit from whatever God would say to us. Now, today I have one of our chaplains, Bishop Anthony Williams from St. Mark's Ministries of Las Vegas, Nevada, and he's going to be bringing our text. He's going to be speaking to us today, and he's going to be talking on A Sound Mind. And I want you to listen carefully and to give him your fullest attention as he comes to you. Here now is Bishop Anthony Williams.
Well, good
Bishop
evening.
William.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Elder Hudson and Chaplain Shalita, for this opportunity to be able to bring a message for God's people today. We just thank you for the opportunity. We are very excited about speaking about a sound mind. And we all know that as the scripture says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A sound mind is very essential and important in living a Christian life. Right thinking leads to correct living. The heart refers to our emotions and feelings, whereas the mind refers to our thoughts, thinking, imaginations, comprehension, and logic of reasoning. Having a sound mind is very important because we move, we make decisions, and act according to the perception and comprehension of the mind. As the saying goes, what you think you are, and our eternity depends on what ye think of Christ. The believer should earnestly pray for a sound mind. The one thing that we have to realize is that a sound mind is a pure mind. 2 Peter 3:1 says, I now write unto you in which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. It is washed and purged by the blood of Christ. And that comes from Hebrews 9:14. It is a renewed mind. And that comes from Romans 12:2. A sound mind is a pattern mind. Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. It is the pattern after the mind of Christ, which is Philippians 2:5. I say it is a humble mind, 1 Timothy 6:17. One of the things that we have to realize as being Christians is that we have to realize that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power. And he has given us the power that when the enemy comes into our lives, when the enemy would cause us to become doubtful of the things that God has for us. Many blessings, many people have come short of their blessings because they wanted to give up too soon. Everything that God has for you, it is for you. It may not come at the time that you want it to come, but he's always on time. I'm here to let you know, listeners and beloved, that if you keep your hand in the hand of the man that steals the waters, you will be able to succeed. You will be able to walk in victory. One of the things that I do love about the fact of being a child of the King is that I'm not by myself, that I have to know that he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. I am of the assurance that if I just give it over to God, he will work the situation out. But you have to have a sound mind. A sound mind is not wishy-washy or spineless, but it makes bold decisions based on strength received from God. You have to have your relationship intact with the Savior. Having a sound mind will cause you to be able to withstand when the enemy comes, when the storms of life will come, when the naysayers and the doubters will come your way, because everyone does not want you to be happy, beloved. I am here to let you know that because you are a child of the King, you are important in the kingdom. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. We have to stand on the word. We have to know that we are not by ourselves. We have to know that it is for me, that the blessings that he has for me, he is no short of his word. I am blessed because I am a child of a King, but I am blessed because I have realized that I have to have a sound mind. I have to be able to know that he's going to work my situation out. I may not know how he's going to do it. It is not my concern on how he's going to do it. I just know that He is going to work it out in my situation. He is going to work it out for my good. And that's why a sound mind is so important. A sound mind is a powerful mind. It's able to discern between evil and good, between good and the best. And that comes from Hebrews 5 and 14, Romans 12 and 2. And it's able to discern God's will and spiritual things. And it comes from Ephesians 5, 17, 1 Corinthians the second chapter, the 13th to the 15th verse, and it's able to discern Satan's wiles, which comes from Satan, 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. But I want to let you know, beloved, that a sound mind is a positive mind. A sound mind is a positive mind. It's always optimistic. It's hopeful. It feeds on Christian values, and it meditates on the Word of God. You have to study His Word so that you can have that relationship with Him. As you study His Word, as you know that God has you in the palm of His hand, He is never going to leave you nor forsake you, no matter what the enemy tries to put in your path, no matter how things may seem in your life. It does not matter how many friends you may lose. God will always be there. He will always be there to carry you. That is why a sound mind is a positive mind. Satan, our adversary, has blinded and corrupted the minds of the world, and he wants the believers to have a confused mind. But I'm here to let you know that the God that we serve is the God of a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and a seventh chance. The scripture says that if you keep your mind stayed on him in the book of Isaiah, he will give you perfect peace. That is why you have to have a sound mind. A sound mind is a prerequisite. It is a requirement for Christian living. You cannot walk on this journey without having a sound mind. Of course, we're going to have setbacks. Of course, we're going to have things that happen in our lives. We don't know what the economy is going to do, but we do know who has the economy still in control. We don't know what the doctor report is going to be, but we know who the chief doctor is. We don't know a lot of times what's going to happen in the courtroom when we go before a judge, but we know who the best lawyer in town really is, and that is none other than our Savior, Christ Jesus. That is why you have to have a sound mind. You have to have a made-up mind to be in this Christian walk. We just bless you, and we love you, and we just thank Chaplain Hudson and Chaplain Shalita for this wonderful opportunity to be able to bring you some encouraging words on what it is you really need to be able to deal with the wiles of Satan. We just thank you, and we love you, and we bless this broadcast. We bless what God is doing, using them as a vessel to be able to get his word out to his people. We just thank you, and we love you. We bless you. And Chaplain Shalita?
Hello there.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for such an inspiring message.
Thank you,
Elder. Good to hear a new voice, and we just thank you for all that you have said. We are believing that there'll be hearts out there who would hear and listen and would know that you have said something that would make a change in their lives. I've had a brother from Japan who said he heard the broadcast and he was very impressed. So we go around the world. There are people in Africa, there are people in the Caribbean who listen to the program. So we thank God for this opportunity. And for those of you out there who have listened to the broadcast today, I want you to know that God is able to give you a sound mind. I want a prayer for you now that God will give you the opportunity to understand his word and to understand why you need to have a sound mind at this time. Because we are living in dangerous times, we're living in difficult times, and you need to have a sound mind. So it's important that you understand what God wants you to have. So if you would bow your head with me right now, I'm going to pray for you that God would give you a sound mind, that you'll be able to resist the problems and the difficulties that the devil will bring your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of everyone who is listening, those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, those who the devil has been tormenting, and in their minds there's confusion, in their minds they're hooked on to different things, in their minds they're hooked on to nicotine, or they've been hooked on to drugs and alcohol and different things. Father, let your Holy Spirit minister, and even to believers who have been having problems in their marriages, who have been having problems at home with their family, with their children. Let your Holy Spirit minister to them, Lord. Break them out of every bad habit. Oh, Lord, grant them a sound mind. Remove every fear from them, because your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear. So we're depending upon you, Lord Jesus, to have your way. We're depending upon you to have your way in doing what is best for them, Lord, and granting them wisdom, understanding, that they may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are the God of the impossible. Just have your own way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time we do have for now. We thank you for listening to the amazing message today that was brought to us by Bishop Anthony Williams of St. Mark Ministries here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We know that your heart has been blessed today. And Bishop Williams, we just want to thank you for being our special guest today. And maybe in the very near future, you'll come on again. Amen. Our what we'd like for you to do at this time is to send us some type of letter. Let us know how you're receiving our program. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553. It is in Henderson, Nevada at 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol. And if you're in need of prayer or counseling, or maybe you just have a couple of questions you would like to ask, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Again, thank you very much again for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you are blessed with the wonderful teachings of Bishop Williams, and that you will tune into us again next week at 3:30 to 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And next week's date, again, will be September the 28th. So we look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. And it's just one thing I'd like for you to remember. Remember that God wants to exceed your expectation. He has amazing things stored up for you. He wants to take you places that you've never dreamed and to do things in your life that you have never imagined. His glory is rising upon his people. Things are going to fall into place so that you can accomplish what God has placed in your heart. Even the hidden dreams that you have given up on, God has not given up on. Amen. He's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that you could ask, think, or imagine. Now is the time to rise and shine in him. Amen. So at this time, we thank you for listening to us, and we pray that you'll be with us again on next Monday. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church.